Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's time to find out more about COVID, and we get this direct from Dr. Daniel Israel.
Hi Chad, great to be with you again. So as we start off a new week, and for many of us a new work year, our community woke up this morning to some wonderful news that the vaccination situation in South Africa was not as bleak as we thought it was. And the reason for this was, until now, we've only heard about plans for 10% of the community at large to be vaccinated by the middle of next year. The Minister of Health last night announced to press that there were concurrent negotiations. There are concurrent negotiations going on with the direct manufacturers of the vaccines, with AstraZeneca, with Johnson & Johnson, with Moderna, etc. So it is wonderful to hear that there is actually a plan, and there will be different phases to the rollout of vaccine. Phase one being for healthcare workers, and then in phase two, in the second quarter of this year, essential workers, etc. The disappointing part, I guess, is that it just helps. Also, we see the real reality here that this is going to take months and months until a vaccine is really rolled out to two-thirds of the population. And remember, two-thirds of the population is what we need in order to reach some kind of herd immunity. Herd immunity is when there's enough immunity in the population so that if there were outbreaks of COVID-19, it wouldn't run through the whole population like wildfire. And really, this, I imagine this is going to take the whole of 2021 at best. The stark reality of the situation is that our government has not yet secured any deals where vaccines are actually coming into the country, as opposed to other countries where already they are doing that. So really, it's a mixed day of emotion. I think that we can be very proud of Professor Shub, who normally runs the slot, because he represented our country so wonderfully and continues to as the leader of this vaccine initiative. And from our community's perspective, it is such a wonderful thing to have him as both the leader of our community in this respect, but also the whole of South Africa. It's so wonderful to see that. Anyway, let's go forward with the optimism that vaccines are starting to be spoken about with some reality.
That was Dr. Daniel Israel. He sent us through that very uplifting and motivating discussion on COVID. Did you ever think there could be anything motivating or uplifting about COVID? I didn't. The fact that the vaccine is nearer rather than further, It's great news. I just want to find out why we're the only BRICS country that hasn't started a rollout program and what's happening with COVAX. I think it's very, very important that the government open up all lines of communication in respect of this. We saw other countries where they had daily reports and where the press were able to ask questions. And that is critical. We need to have the media present at daily briefings, and the media need to ask the questions we all want to hear answered.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.